Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual. Mm-hmm. The one thumb bandit that I am right now, I'm going to surgery next week, so we'll see how it goes, if they can fix this poor little baby. Other than that, I'm doing okay, and I'm loving the weather right now. I've already got leaves changing color here. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. It's changing here, that's for sure. The fire bushes are on fire, and the maples are starting to turn, and the dogwoods are beautiful red. It's all coming out here.
Nice. So I pulled up the chart for tonight. I thought it was really cute that we had a kite going on with Venus, Mars, and the dragon. I'm like, how cute is that? It just struck me.
It's adorable.
But love does remember. Yep, love does remember and all that. And I just think it was kind of a cute signature to have in the heavens. Of course, we get the full moon coming up. You know, and it's on somebody very special's birthday.
It's
you might have heard
her.
Of her, Jacqueline. She's an amazing astrologer. You probably heard of her.
It's after.
Yeah, just slightly after, honey. Okay, it's still conjunct, okay? Nice try.
You know me, rationalizing.
But anyway, you decided to be in a particular location for your birthday this year, and I wanted you to share that with our listeners. I thought that was pretty amazing.
Well, you always call me the solar return queen, okay?
Absolutely.
And you know, what it does when the sun returns back to the same exact spot when you're born every year is that it leaves a stamp or an impression for the year of what's going to transpire. Now, you know, you can't change the planets and where they're located in the sky, but we can physically move our bodies, just like when you move from the East Coast to the West Coast. Your chart's going to have a certain change to it. Well, the same thing goes on with a solar return. If we move your location of where you are, we can change which house the planet or the planets or where they're located in your chart for your solar return. So there's some things that are good and bad and about it, and there's only a percentage again here. We can't change the aspects between the planets and what they're doing and how they're interacting with each other. We can just change where it's going to hit us or where it's going to affect us. It's like a train. Are you going to let it hit you straight on, or are you going to move to the right or the left and take it a little easier or take it a little bit more difficult? So that's the reason why everybody calls me the solar return queen, is because I emphasize that to try and help the quality of life during the year. And so, I'm following my own advice and changing my location to make that happen in my solar return for me, to where I take a hit a little bit to the right instead of a little bit to the left.
I love it. So tell us what you see in your solar return this year. Give us a little synopsis so you can tell people what we're talking about a little bit better.
Oh, well, I have to pull up my solar return chart for that.
Well, I looked at her solar return before we signed on, folks, and you know what? It's really cool because the rising star, which is going to be on her birthday, which she has chosen, is conjunct my ascendant, my rising star, for the full year. So we're going to even be more dynamic on the show.
Wow. It's such a great thing. I get to be a little bit of part of your world, and that's such an awesome thing. My Mercury is going to be sitting in my first house, so you know, there's that communication and that transformation and change through communication by me just being present in the circumstances with what I'm doing this year, okay? Mars is going to be in my sixth house of day-to-day work, so you know I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, like you're not already? Yeah, I hear you.
So I do like about this chart that I have Venus in Leo in the 10th house. That really, I think, it's trying that Mars. So it makes a tight line as far as I have to really, you know, walk a tight line because Mars is retrograde still, of course. But again here, with that time, the beauty will outshine the flaws that I do as long as I'm consciously aware of it. So I think it's
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think it was a good chart to pick for yourself, and I think that you're just amazing with this. I also like the fact that Moon and Chiron are kissing that day.
I'm glad you do.
You know, in Aries. Well, it's in the fifth house, and again, there's an important Aries in your life. So I think that's kind of cool. They're opposing and attracting to the sun, and I like that. I like that for the romantic energy. I like that for the honesty. And I also like the fact that your sun is going to be on the cusp between the 11th house of the light worker and the 12th house of the seer. I like that very much in this chart.
I chose the 11th house of the light worker instead of the 12th house of the seer. I don't.
But it's close enough,
you're
going to have overlap.
I like what the light you put that. Okay. And I'll explain to our viewers why I chose that. And I do this for my clients all the time because the 12th house, I have a moon in the 12th house in the first place, and I have a great understanding of it. And I am going to have my natal moon my natal Mercury conjunct my solar return Mercury, which I think is cool too. But so I'm back to the 12th house. The 12th house is also your hidden enemy. Okay, it's not really a place where I like to sit your sun as in you yourself being your own hidden enemy, especially with a Mars retrograde. And so the reason why I chose the location was to back that up into the 11th house so that I wouldn't beat the crap out of myself all year long.
Oh. Good thinking. Great thinking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's going to be interesting because we're also going to have a blue moon coming up here, too. We're going to have a full moon on the first, the harvest moon, which is late this year. And then we're going to have a blue moon coming up on Halloween. That's going to be kind of interesting. I'm working on the article for the website. I'm sure you're probably working on the article, too, if you can. I know you're going to be running out of time because, you know,
I'm trying.
So much going on with
you. I'm trying.
I hear you. Oh, my goodness.
That's on my list.
Yep. I know. I hear you. Now, there's a few people on hold, and so I think we probably should take a few callers here and see if we can help them out a little bit and see what their concerns are tonight. I've been really busy. Have you been too?
I have, but you haven't talked about the full moon. I think you need to touch on the full moon and tell everybody about what's coming on that full moon.
Okay, you got it. This full moon, I really like it, actually. I like it because Chiron and the moon are kissing in Aries and opposing the Libra sun, which is talking about being motivated to maintain a balance that is healthier than maybe what you've created prior, okay? And I do like the fact that Mars and Venus are in trine, okay? So, again, the male-female relationships and stuff, the yin-yang of the personality, I like it because I think we're going to be able to balance that. There's a time we're going to want to be a little bit gentle, and there's a time we're going to want to go for it. I think it's a nice balance of power. And I just particularly like the fact that we do have that Scorpio moon, too, in the chart. On the eastern seaboard, it's in the eighth house, the psychic. So those of you that are very, you know, psychic instinctive, it's going to magnify that a bit for you. So you might see things coming sooner than you thought, and how important it's going to be to go with that first impression. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. You said moon, and it's Mercury you're talking about, by the way.
Sorry.
I just wanted to clarify that for our viewers. She's talking about the Mercury, and yeah, it is. It does lead to that. Pluto and Saturn are still conjunct, and they're still in square to Mars at this point in time. And with that, know that we're in a process, okay? So here again, when we're talking about this and your head starts going into that, that's the reason why Aphrodite's talking about use that intuition, do a little bit more research, delve a little deeper, don't move hastily, is because that square is still upon us at that point in time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I like the chart. It's pretty clear. It's pretty clean. We still have, of course, some of the retrogrades are going to be haunting us.
At least Saturn's direct. Yay.
Yeah, Yippee is right. Yippee is right. And, of course, Jupiter is too. But that Pluto is going to hang in there until the 4th, and it's going to also redirect its orbit at that point. But it's such a slow-moving planet. We probably won't really feel that until probably close to Halloween.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be good. It's going to be very good. So, like I said, I mean, I always look forward to the fall. It is my favorite season. I say that knowing that I like the other seasons too. There's something about the fall and the changes that go on. It's so beautiful here, being you know, up in the East. Because I was down in Florida for many years, and so I've been in California for years too. But I just love the change of seasons so much. It's like
it's
a Fruit Loops in the sky.
It's that Scorpio rising of yours that loves it, the metamorphosis that comes. You like seeing the visual metamorphosis that just is amazing.
Absolutely, I do. Anybody wanted to clean off my computer, they'd find like so many photographs of the fall colors, they would go crazy that it's like, why are these all on here? Oops. But that's okay.
Surround yourself with beauty.
Exactly. I can't wait to start putting my Halloween decorations up, so I'm going to try and do it before I end up coming to the hospital. But I think I can make that happen. Because I have to kind of like, I have to quarantine, so I can't leave the house anyway, but my yard's okay. So I'm going to get those things up because I still got the stint on my thumb until they do the surgery on it. But it's okay. I'm learning to work with it right now. And so I figure I can get the decorations up. I'm not going to go as hog wild as normal, but I'm going to get them up there.
early for you, you know, that is classic for you. I will say that. I'm not surprised. Celebrate Halloween.
I even got new scarecrows last year. I got these new scarecrows last year, and they are so awesome. They are so cute. Every kid that comes down my street sees them right away because I have the light right on them. Yeah, so it's going to be kind of fun. All right, well, we should just take a caller now. We should pay attention
okay.
to the people that are hanging on here. Okay.
Gotten along. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Happy Sunday. It's Kay.
Hey,
Kay.
How
Kay.
Are you?
How are Hey, hey. Exciting times.
Yeah.
Long story. Yeah. For me, long story short, I had been doing this like trial, this 3-month like kind of trial with a company doing some editing, and you know, they gassed me up, told me that I was doing a great job, la 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 la. The company had these really major internal changes, and like it was found out that they were not paying people what they should be paid. So they're supposed to be on this like new good foot moving forward. And essentially they offered me like a really low offer and I was like, hell no. So that happened and it wasn't really like the way that they did it was kind of grimy because for one, I think that they like didn't even, I think that they forgot about me like truly. And then they like did it last minute and it was really like a mess. But also, like, it's almost like as if, like they did a separation letter and stuff because I asked for more money and I told them that it was bullshit. You know, the offer was bullshit. So it's kind of, it was messy. But, so what I decided to do, sorry, I know I'm long-winded. One of the founders of the company or one of the, you know, the major investors, like, I have his email address and he basically said that he had an open-door policy. And I emailed him and basically told him I wasn't moving forward with the company because of fiscal reasons, but I also wanted to introduce him to a project that, you know, I wanted to see if he was interested in, basically for investing purposes. And he wrote me right back, and he wants to have a call tomorrow, and I just want to look at his chart.
Okay, were you born in March or were you born in December?
Yes. March. March 5th.
Okay, mm-hmm. That was my first guess.
And are you still in Philly?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn currently.
That's what I thought. I knew you were somewhere else. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And I have his DOB in place, but not the time. But I do have his date of birth, which I think is
okay.
Pretty good.
What's his birthday?
It's 1/1/82, and born in New York. Like, big wig, very wealthy person.
Okay. Take a peek at him.
Okay.
I've had good experience with New Year's babies in my past, just to let you kind of know that. So it's kind of
that's
interesting
good.
That shows up today. Yeah, really. I mean,
I like
I
that.
I was in the medical field for 21 years, and my favorite doctor was born on the 1st of January. He was a amazing dude. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Strong,
I had no
driven
idea about
individuals.
That.
Yeah, they're very strong, driven individuals, and this guy is. This guy's the negotiator. He's the fixer and negotiator.
Yeah.
He has some great
mm-hmm.
vision for the future, which is really... You know, he has that concept of the long term, which is really, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's interesting things as far as he's concerned. He has a Pisces moon, so he's highly intuitive. He goes with his intuitive feelings. It is about how, I mean, that energy that is projected to him. So remember
mm-hmm.
that you have to go in with a certain amount of positive energy and tones, okay?
Okay.
He's very into tones. So, you know, again, when you're doing it a little bit more melodic or a little easier with him, emotionally he'll bond with that. He likes it directly.
Mm.
He's got a Mercury in Capricorn. He's got one focus. So remember the content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the tone of your voice and how you're delivering it. Compared to the content. The content must be direct and to the point, okay,
mm-hmm.
With him. What he looks at is, A, what's the problem, and B, how are you going to fix it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what
mm-hmm.
you're addressing with him because those are the two questions he has for you. The third one would be,
mm-hmm.
are you capable of pulling this off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's
mm-hmm.
going to look at your integrity in the third point of it. It always goes to the project first and then the individual with them, okay?
Exactly.
And I want
mm-hmm.
you to really understand this about him so that you know. When it comes to it, have that happy, enthusiastic voice. Don't have a monotone voice, okay?
Gotcha.
In
yep.
here, you want to bond with him. You want to have that kinship, like this is going to happen, this is what's going to happen, you know, what we're going to do. So, I haven't looked at the by will between the two of you. So I'm going to hand it over to Aphrodite and see what she has to say.
Thank you so much.
Well, I have to tell you, I really love this because his Saturn sits right on your Moon-Pluto conjunction in the 10th house of your career. All you
mm-hmm.
have to do is show this person respect and allied leadership, and you got this, girl. You got this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is nice.
It is nice.
Okay.
And the other thing I like, too, is that there's a couple of other interesting planetary hits there going on. Now, I don't know. We don't know what time he was born, but I set up at dawn just because I do that when I don't have a time on somebody. But even if he was born in the early morning, his moon sits right on your Mercury in Pisces. So you can intuitively read each other, even if you're not in the same room. Okay? I like that very much. And so okay. there's some good planetary hits here. His Mercury is in trine to your Saturn, too. So he has respect for your experience, is what you're going to find with this guy. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay,
so I think it's going to be a really good mutual working association. I'm very excited about it for you.
Okay, so it looks like a positive thing.
I agree with everything Jacqueline said, too. She gave you great advice on how to deal with his personality type in an amazing way, which, of course, Jacqueline's
really
good at.
I gotcha with the melodic. Yeah, I know exactly what she means, actually. That was key. Right. I appreciate that.
You have that Mercury in Pisces, and it's gonna sing to his moon, okay? I also want to put one more footnote in here, because your Arabic part of fortune sits on his north node, okay? This is that nurturing opening to where it really can be to the two of your advantage. When I put the bi-wheel up, I was like, this is great. You can see each other's visions because your Neptunes are conjunct. I love that. There's a lot of real positive energy. So go in happy, enthusiastic, and remember, directed to the point, but very melodic. Okay?
Okay, direct to the point, very melodic. Got it. And one question I had was, like, I guess my thinking or my intuition was telling me, like, not to really focus on the job stuff but more on my film opportunity stuff. Is that what y'all think? Like, do you think he's going to ask me about the work stuff? Because he's totally detached, but I have a feeling he's going to be like, what the hell happened? You know, like, why aren't you moving forward with the company?
Well, I think it's a good partnership. He has a Venus in Aquarius, okay? And with that, the movie industry with him is something of interest. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So I take it one step at a time, and I think this is a long-term partnership that can work well for both of you. I mean, this is so harmonious; it really is.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
It's a good match.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome, and keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
I sure will. Thanks, y'all.
All right, you have a sweet night, babe. Bye-bye. Nice.
Yeah, I love that.
I like it when I see that kind of synchronicity, you know, and she just did that, like, again, with her own intuitive thing. She just reached out. That's cool.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Ready?
Those Pisces energies right now have been really utilizing. I have several Pisces clients, and I'm just so proud of them right now that they're going on that intuition. You know, as things are shifting, they're going, well, no, I'm going to go this direction instead of this direction. Pretty cool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sure. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 510, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tachi. I'm calling from California.
I'm sorry, your name is again?
Tasha, calling from California.
Oh, hey, Tasha, how are you? You've called in before.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, 622.75.
And you still live in Oakland?
Yes.
Alrighty then. So what question did you have for us tonight?
What do y'all see going on with me especially as far as relationship? What do you see me getting into a serious relationship?
Is this someone from the past?
Yeah. You have his chart.
Well, I'm just looking at your chart in the transits right now, and Mars is retrograde on top of your Mars. Because of that, a lot of times either a relationship will come back from the past or somebody new in your life will remind you of somebody from the past, see?
Okay.
And it's forming trines to your ascendant in Leo, which rules the heart. So there's some nice trines backing you up on this one.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm going to say have patience on this one. Again, she's correct with the Mars conjunction, but it's going to pass over your Mars one more time. Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto are all in your fifth house of romance and dating at this point in time. And it's all about this transformation and change. And I so agree. It's a neon sign to me that somebody from your past or that similarity had to be here, okay? Because this is a test at this point in time. Are you going to compromise your personal values and beliefs or are you not? Okay? It's a matter of patience and it's a matter of communication, okay? Stay within your own personal values and beliefs as far as this relationship is concerned and know that you have to stand on your boundaries and limits and trust that in this process because it's a full transformation and change that can occur. You have to wait until it comes back again, which is going to be probably December sometime, when it comes back at you again, mid-December, I would say. And that's when you'll have the answer to whether this is the right one for you to continue with or whether you should say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because either this whole thing
transforms. Very important who is making the rules. Important on who is making the rules. Okay? And
okay.
And again, to make them so that they are realistic is what I'm going to suggest with this. It goes over your Mars again. Let me tell you exactly when. I just pulled that up on screen for you here. Right before Christmas. Week before Christmas. Yep.
Yep.
You're dead right, Jacqueline. Thank you. But I do think that, again, I think it can be good. How long has it been since you were with this person?
So far now, it's been a year since I've seen him, but 2 years since we really hung out.
That's interesting because 2 years ago, Saturn went into Capricorn, and a year ago, Jupiter went into Capricorn pretty much. Now, they're going to both be moving out of Capricorn and going into Aquarius at the end of the year. So, the friendship, the camaraderie, okay, and the communication, those are the things that are most important in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let the past overshadow the two of you. Okay?
Okay.
For what that's worth. Excellent. We're so glad
okay.
you called in.
Okay, thank
but,
you. Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely be doing the review. It is so time to do this review. You're right on time. Yep. And keep us posted, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Cool beans. Ah, the next one looks like there might be somebody from your neck of the woods where you're headed. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Area code 772, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, ladies. This is Tina calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida. How are you doing today?
Ah, my old stomping ground. Nice.
I would have said Fort Pierce, but okay.
You were close. You know, I lived in Fort Pierce at one point in time.
I just always associate you with Fort Pierce.
Okay.
And when's your birthday?
February 3rd, 1965, 12:12 a.m., Hialeah Hospital.
Give that to me one more time. It was pretty quick, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. February 3rd, 1965, 12:12 a.m., Hialeah Hospital.
Take a look.
So, what question did you have for us tonight?
I don't think it's so much of a question as it is a statement, and I guess I'm just needing verification or maybe justification for it. Over the last 3 months, I have completely stepped away from the spiritual world, and I guess in that amount of time, I've managed to gather head and neck and shoulder aches. I've been dealing with plantar fasciitis for the last month, and on Friday, I really injured my lower back, and I'm kind of down right now. So basically, is spirit that mad at me for stepping away? What is going on?
You have Mars in your sixth house of health, and it's been dancing back and forth this whole entire time, okay? Classic for Mars and Aries in the sixth house is accident prone, okay? Is it, and here again, it's not so much, you're clarifying that you're stepping away, okay? Now, the Mercury in Capricorn, especially 29 degrees, okay? You can't step away from yourself, is my point. And you are spirit in a physical form. So what you're doing is denying yourself. There's a square that's going on between, and this is the reason why you've been doing this, is because of the square between your Sun-Venus connection, Sun-Mercury connection, and your Mars. I mean, your Venus-Mercury connection and your Mars. It's all about this love of self, okay? It's not about love of spirit. It's love of self. The spiritual part is just a part of you. It's integrated. It's been there by birth. It will continue to be there by birth. Don't be mad at it. Embrace it. Walk the steps that you need to walk, okay? Because here again, slow and steady wins the race, no matter how I look at this, because it's going from your third to your sixth house, the square. The third house is movement, okay? So please, be very careful about your movements until January, no matter how we look at this, or you're going to harm yourself. Be gentle to yourself, whether it's massages or whatever you need to relax the tensions in your body, a hot bath, whatever, okay? There's so many different things that you can use to relieve the tension out of your body, you know, besides spiritual things if you want to do that. But it's not about walking away from the spiritual. It's about embracing the love of yourself. Remember that, okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. Self-appreciation is in order. And again, Mars has real inflammatory processes, okay? And your late Capricorn planets, Saturn and Pluto have been sitting on them. Jupiter's going to pass over them, too, before the end of the year. So it's all really about the bones and teeth of the body total, but more about the knee and the ankle. Now, the lower back energy has to do with Jupiter is squaring your part of fortune in Libra in the 12th house, so your ability to get a good night's sleep is absolutely imperative, my dear.
It's really hard because,
you're having a hell of a time, especially now. I get it. Yep. So I'm going to tell you, because you've got three planets in Virgo in your 11th house. I know it's old-fashioned, okay, and I can say that because I'm 67, so I can be old-fashioned if I want. And I'm
thinking about thought you were 39.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm thinking about a poultice. I'm thinking about something that you can have infused with some kind of essential oil to put on the parts that you need to relax, and maybe using some music with Neptune being in Pisces and it's opposing your Pluto. I think that a poultice with some kind of essential oil in it, whether you want hot or cold, is pretty much a matter of personal preference. Some people alternate those things. But I also think that music can help you a little bit too, to really try and lay your world down before you lay down, okay? And I'm thinking that that might help you get through to the end of the year, because at the end of the year, Jupiter and Saturn both go into Aquarius. Now, because they're getting closer and closer, there's nothing wrong with you, as you know, Jacqueline pointed out, taking a nice soak perhaps, or getting some Reiki healing, because you have an Aquarian sun. And that Reiki energetic stuff can really work for you. So, and it doesn't mean that you have to do it. You'd want somebody to do it for you, you see. And
actually,
I think that
that's
might
funny
also
because
help.
Reiki just started. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Go ahead.
And I think that might really, really help you, because what it's going to do, it's going to help to open up those meridians so you're not going to feel the blocking of the energy. That's what's causing you the pain, is the blocking of the energy.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't beat yourself up. You've got that Mars in Virgo, okay? You beat yourself up.
Yeah,
you
that's
think that, oh, did I deserve this? Yeah. No.
You know, and it was all funny, too, because what happened was all I did was bend over to scratch one of my kitty's booties, and I took one step, and the next step was the end of it, and I have never seen him run away from me so fast like he did that.
Wow.
You know, I guess the look on my face was so much because his eyes got really big, and he hauled butt, and he's a big kitty, too, and he just doesn't move that fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
poor
so
baby.
Get that. Jack and I are both kitty people. We know.
Yeah. So. All right, guys.
Well, be kind to yourself and stuff. Don't think that the cosmos is mad at you. Re-embrace yourself. You know, because, okay, you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and both of those entities need to be honored. So take your time. Take your time. Okay?
Okay. Alrighty then.
Keep us posted.
Okay. Well, good luck on your surgery, Aphrodite. And Jacqueline, hopefully I'll be seeing you soon down here.
I'll be home soon.
Yippee.
All right. All right, ladies, have a good evening.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Whew. Alrighty then. The next one looks like they're from my neck of the woods. How about that?
All right. Yin and yang.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite, it's Joshua. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey, Josh, how you
hey.
Doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hanging in there. What else can I do, right?
Yeah, I know. You always are.
Are you 10/25/1990?
Yes.
Excellent. I have you.
Yeah, I just saw you Friday.
Yep.
It's always a pleasure to see you. Always a pleasure to see you.
See coming here. Up to your Mercury return. So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. Lately, I've been thinking about moving. The reason why... I like to live in a place that I actually choose and where I want to be because, you know, growing up, I lived with my parents and coming out here, I lived with my sister, Toronto. That's where she was. And I would love, and I've been thinking about moving to Virginia Beach. One of the first vacations I took with my family was at Virginia Beach. And I would like to remember and feel the good times I had with my family. So I know I need more than just a vacation. I need more of a change, like a big change in my life. And honestly, Roanoke, I really do feel stuck. So, you know, I'm on SSI right now. I'm in subsidized living. I looked into it. Virginia Beach has subsidized living. And plus the school I wanted to go to, because I love to go back to school. They got a school out there. They have the person training course that I want to take. And I would love to work at a gym again. So I know I got to get myself together first, but I'm not really in a rush to move right now, not with the pandemic. I don't want to move to in a higher volume place right now. But like in 2 to 3 years, do you guys see this as a possibility for my future?
I do. I think you can do this. Okay. It is all about reevaluating what you're going to do, okay? And it is about doing the research, setting up the information, filling out the paperwork, doing all the things and taking the steps that you need to do that, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to wait 2 or 3 years. You may have to wait a year, okay, maybe two, but I don't think it's as long as 3 years with what's going on here. You know, when I look at this, I look within this next Saturn return, it's going to hit 8 degrees. Saturn's going to go into Aquarius at 8 degrees into your eighth house and that full transformation and change. And that's when the opportunities for the shift should start to come, which that's a year and a half from now, something like that is what you're looking at. So I do think it can be done. I'm telling you right now to make a plan, set a strategy, do the research.
Yeah.
These are all things that you can do at this point in time. And I would set that goal because I think you can do it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Yeah.
I totally agree. See, Josh, you're looking at a local move, okay? So usually you're looking at planets moving through your third house, which is more like your tri-county area, your tri-state area, rather than planets going through your ninth house. The ninth house does rule education, and you're looking at education too. Now, the good news is that Neptune is going to be still in your ninth house for a few years as far as your education happening. So we don't have to worry about that. Neptune's already got that under control. But the planetary energies that you need to make the move, and I so agree with Jacqueline's timing, a year and a half to 2 is about right, but you want planets moving through your third house to make that local move, okay? And that would usually be in September, October. So it could even be just 1 year from now, okay? But, or you could have it in place that you know that it's coming, and you'll be able to have everything together to make this happen at that time, you know? So I'm thinking that this can work out really well for you.
Okay, yeah, because that's how I feel. I feel exactly that way. I got some, like, major goals I've been putting off, and I'm tired of putting them off, so I kind of want to, you know, accomplish them first and then make that move. You know, I was, you know, I see myself, like, in a year and a half with that, but then I want to just make sure. So I wasn't giving myself, like, no later than 3 years. But if you say within two or within a year, that's real nice.
Yeah, if you do the work, you can do this quickly. Okay, it's not a 3 year thing. I can't. Again, I don't think it's going to be 3 years. I just don't see that. Okay. So
I think it's
going to
be sooner.
Make your goal quicker.
And the thing is, again, because you, everything that you're going to be learning, you're going to be teaching, and that's where your power is.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of the planets that are in Capricorn now are helping you to envision in reality the dream you seek. That's why it's so powerful inside of you right now, which is great. But Pluto's also in Capricorn, and it's a very, very slow-moving planet. So it's going to be moving across your moon over the next couple of years, back and forth. It moves very, very slowly. So it's not going to only empower you going back to school, but it's also going to empower your inner child of you going back and doing something that you really enjoy that gives you a sense of glee and accomplishment at the same time. I love it.
Awesome. I love it too.
And it is going to be about the research too. You're going to have to find things that can help you and everything. Now, I know you've been taking much better care of your health, and because you talked about that a couple of times, and I'm really, really proud of you, by the way. I'm very, very proud of the process, the progress you've already made.
Thank you. Still a work in progress, but I really appreciate it. I've been going to the gym a lot often. That's why you see me at Towers a lot. You know, that's my chill spot. I go there, you know, relieve some stress and just me time away from home because I don't like to be in my house, in my apartment, you know, for too long. I got to be on the move. So, and I think, you know, this move that, like, I'm always on the move in my head. I think, you know, being in a place that's more active, you know, I feel more at home.
Exactly.
So
right.
I think Virginia Beach would be a good spot. I don't want to move too far from my family, you know, so I want to, you know, be close by so they can still come and see me. My dad lives in Maryland. My dad lives, and my mom lives in Northern Virginia. So my sister's out here.
Well,
so
that's perfect,
especially
then.
If they want to come visit me, that'd be a
perfect
vacation spot for them if they come and visit. Because my birthday's coming up, and I would love to see you after that, you know, for a birthday reading. My birthday is on the 25th of October, and my dad and his wife is going to come. My stepmom is going to come to see me. So
nice.
Yeah.
Things are coming together for you, Josh.
It is. It is. You know, I've been, you know, have a vision in my head, and it's not quite there, but, you know, the work, like you ladies were saying, putting in the work that I need to do, the research and, you know, writing it down and, you know, just doing what I got to do. I get there eventually.
Well, I want to put a little bit of a bug in your ear about doing some research for some grants. to go back to school. Look at what's available to you. Right, Jacqueline? Yeah, I knew. Okay, go ahead, Jacqueline. Tell them what I'm seeing because you're seeing it too.
Absolutely. I think this is a perfect time for you to really do that research. Look at those grants. Look at there's foundational shifts afoot as far as what you can get your benefits from. Okay. And it is all about that research. And that's because I was harping on that is because I think along the way of doing the research, you can find the grants that you want, okay, that will supply you with the financial necessities for this setup to make this transformation and change. I think that by searching for those grants and getting that into place, I think you're going to find your home. So here again, look at for those grants first. Apply for those, see what you can do, and continue on until you find the one that works for you.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You got it going on. You're doing great. You're making great progress already, and now you're setting up a new structure that by the time you get ready to do it, you can walk right in. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Virginia Western for a little bit, but I ran into some complications because I was on financial aid, but one of my classes was canceled. So it messed up my financial aid. I owed them some money, and I didn't really understand that, you know, because I didn't drop the class or I didn't show up. It was just, you know, it was canceled. So it was the amount of credits, so the credits was reduced from that class, and I applied for a student loan, and my student loan came late before the next semester came by. So, and it wasn't really a course that I wanted to take. It was a secondary option, and it was a hard option. I was trying to go to school for health science, so I'm really interested in health, but it was a harder course than personal training because they had personal training there, but it was, I guess, not enough students was taking it, so they had to drop it out. So I did some research over at Virginia Beach. Yeah, and Tidewater Community College is the school over there, and they got personal training course. And from what I look, it's like only two semesters. Yeah.
But it still all goes towards your final analysis, too, even so. And
yeah.
Like I said, because of all the stuff that's gone on with colleges and schools with this pandemic and everything, a lot of these places are taking a new look at how they're dealing with the financial end of the people that did get dropped off of the curb, you know? So I open that again. It's all about doing the research and finding out what can be done. First of all, clean that up, still get the credits that you've already worked on, and then to make a long-range plan to move closer to the beach if that's where you really feel you need to be. This pandemic will not last forever, but it's a process and not an event, and we're all in it. But God bless you for being so – you're getting much, more and more disciplined every time I talk to you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, keep us posted. I'm going to go to the next caller now, honey, and I'll be in touch. You know me.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Take care.
Welcome. All righty then. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 229, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hey,
hi,
Melvin, I called you like, I don't know, a dozen times and could never catch you.
Oh, yeah. Last time you all weren't able to get to me. But I just want to know what's going on with my crazy family. And why nobody don't want to talk to me? I don't understand. You know, it starts with my brother. I only have one brother now because my other brother passed away in about 2.5 months. And then I have six sisters.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they won't call. I call them, they busy telling lies. Then my children, they don't even look my way. Why, what is it that I did to all of them to treat me this way? Because I did, you know, get my lawsuit, and I reached out to help anybody, but I don't know if they jealous as hell or just don't want me around. They're trying to make my life miserable. And I'm having health issues as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that both Jacqueline and I have been trying to reach you. We haven't been able to reach you. You left a message on both our phones, and we both tried to call you back because, you know, you've been very loyal to the show. We care about you. I wonder if they've been trying to get a hold of you, and they can't get a hold of you either. I wonder if it's something about technology more than it has to do about something personal. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I do agree with that. I think that there's a certain amount of disconnection here as far as communication is concerned by the technology, by the physical act of it, okay? I think what I would do if I were you is I would look at your technology and see if you could learn more about it, see what you can do as far as that communication is concerned. But I also think that, here again, it's about your approach, okay? It's you coming up and finding that technology and calling them up and saying, hey, I just learned this and dot, 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 okay? Because, again, here, right now the North Node is transiting over your Mars, okay? And it's in Gemini, okay? And it's all about that communication, okay? And it's in square to Neptune, and this is the reason why I question why the technology, you know, what's going on. So I think if you've got some kind of physical, I'd go to whether you're using a cell phone or a landline, I'd go to the company that that has it and say, hey, how do I work this technology? How do I do this so that I know this, this, and this about it? Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I did go out and buy a new phone, and I'm going to get it activated. I just wanted to be able to make sure I keep all my data transferred to my new phone. But I do have a new phone.
I hear you. I just went through that. Oh, I hear you.
When you get that new phone, call the company and sit down there and say, look, take me through each step piece by piece. And spend the day, if you have to, with them on that phone. And really have them tell you how to navigate through this. Because I think you'll find that half of the problem is that. Okay? You pick on yourself a little too much. That's one of the reasons why we love you, is just because you are a sensitive. And you beat yourself up for things that are not your fault. Okay? And it's all about being that happy, perky self of yours. Okay? And it's all about, when you talk to them, being happy with how you're communicating with them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because I'm always reaching out and want a good, solid relationship, but it never been this way before. Well, it have when I was smaller, but now it's intensified. I mean, the picture is more brighter. And here I am with a settlement, and I live alone, and nobody calls me. Can't get out too much. But I just don't know why they acting like that towards me. Is they getting on their phone talking about me? Because I'm here for them. for my kids.
Yeah,
I'm
not seeing a lot of squares in your chart here. For instance, I tried to reach out to you. Jasmine tried to reach out to you. Now, I didn't understand why I couldn't get through to you. And they might have tried to get through to you, but they thought you were not taking their calls. Okay, I think there's a big misunderstanding going on here, is what I think's going on. Okay?
I agree.
Well, I know when my brother passed away, I felt neglected because of the fact that they talked among themselves and they didn't give me, put me in the equation. And all I just wanted to know was how he was doing in the hospital. I even went out there, and I couldn't even get in to see my own brother. I wasn't on the list.
Wow.
And that's when I just blew up. I said, you know, this is
enough. I can understand that. Okay, I can understand
yeah,
that.
And I'm like, who is you all to, you know, to overrule my brother's stay? I mean, he said I could be in there with him, and I want to be in there with him, but I'm not on the list. Only three sisters that was on the list, and one of them not able to even walk down the steps, and the other two, I don't know. I thought me and her was closer, but that didn't drift away. I think her husband telling her to stay away from me.
And I think I still have to go back to there are no hard afflictions here, Melvin. I think there is some lack of communication, and that's what I said, be positive when you're talking and communicating with them and reaching out to them. But I still would. I would take a different approach to it because, here again, I think that there is some miscommunication and misunderstanding that can be cleared up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's as bad as what you think it is. I really don't.
Okay. Is there any way you all could try to call me again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And what I want to do is I want to take your complete number off the screen right now, have it in front of me, and I will be trying to give you a call sometime tomorrow. Do want to chat with you a little bit. But I want to let you know one thing, too. You blew up because of what happened with your brother, and you probably lost your temper, and it's totally understandable. So they need to understand everybody deals with grief in a different way. And so, again, I think, and I agree with Jacqueline, the form of negotiation saying, let's make peace. We lost our brother. Let's make peace. And I think if you approach it, now that the sun's in Libra, I think this is the time you can create the peace. And either I or Jacqueline or both of us will try and help you do that, okay?
Okay.
But we've got about to sign off here now, so I will be getting in touch with you, okay?
Okay, we got the same time zone?
Yeah, I think you're in Georgia, right?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the same time zone, honey. All right. Well, God bless you. You have a sweet night.
Okay, thank you. I'll have a blessed night.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, we're at the top of the hour, so we probably should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me because I'm going to be sequestering myself before my surgery at my home number, which is 540-613-1070, and is on Blog Talk on our archives if you need to find either Jack's number or mine. And a blessed full moon to everyone that's listening tonight, and remember to be kind to yourself.
Have a good week. Good night.
Have a good week. Bye-bye now.